Hello, welcome along to the Let's Get Running podcast. Thanks for joining us again. I'm Sean Dixon and I'm living in Amsterdam at the moment. It's the European Championships here in the city. I'm really looking forward to it all. I'm off to the stadium on Saturday to watch the action, which I'm really looking forward to. There's not been much happening so far. I think Joe Pavey ran in the 10,000 metres last night and came fifth. It was an Olympic qualifying time. She's 42 years old. That's amazing. She did beat the trials champion Jess Andrews, who was back in seventh. It's a good performance from Jess. Be interesting to see who gets the nod for the Olympics. I think Jo has been to every game since the year 2000, so it'd be great to see her do it one last time in her 40s. Be amazing. This week we're talking to a newly crowned European champion. It's not from the track in Amsterdam, but it's from the European Mountain Running Championships in Trentino in Italy last weekend. Her name is Emmy Collinge. Now, she's a really different runner from those that I've spoken to on previous episodes. She lives out in Italy, in the hills in the north, and she doesn't appear to follow like a specific regimented training regime. She tends to just get out and run every day because that's what she enjoys doing. Now, that really chimes with an interview that I heard with long jumper Greg Rutherford, who, despite being Olympic champion, only has 3 days of structured training a week, which is amazing, really. The rest of the time, he just does whatever he wants to. So that could be going out for a jog, or it could just be going out for a really long walk with the dogs. And he thinks the reason it works for him is because he's happy. So if he believes what he's doing is right, then it is right in a sense. Now, that approach can't work for everyone. From my perspective, I like a bit of structure. I like to know what I'm doing each week and why I'm doing it. But making sure you enjoy your training is really important. So I don't want to ruin the interview anymore. So we'll get on with it. Here she is. Here's Emmy. When I first asked you, Emmy, to come on the podcast, you weren't sure you qualified, but you've now won two medals at major championships. You won a bronze at last year's World Championships and a gold last weekend at the European Mountain Running Championships. Has it sunk in that you're a European champion yet?
Well, it was the silver at the world, and
oh, sorry, silver.
No, it's okay. Being European champion, well, it feels a bit ridiculous, but no, it hasn't. Well, just quite, it's quite ridiculous, really.
Yeah. When did you take the lead in the race?
Oh, accidentally, quite early on as well. This girl went off, and I was like, "Oh, I better, keep an eye on where she goes." And then she started to struggle quite straight away as soon as we hit the climb, really. And then I was like, "Oh no, what are you doing at the front again?" So I had to just try and hold it.
And you led the whole race then, from start to finish almost.
Yeah, I was like certain that they were going to come back and catch me, especially because it had quite a lot of downhills in it. But then I was lucky, I guess, on the day.
And when did you realise you got the race won? Is it?
Well, there was this really nice grass section that kind of where it flattened off, and then it had a tiny little climb, and then some steps back into the town. And then I was like, all right, you've got like a kilometre to go. They're not going to get 30 seconds on you on this final kilometre, so you can just enjoy this little bit.
And do you remember crossing the line? Was there much fanfare and stuff in Italy?
Yeah, oh, they love it out here. They absolutely love it. And then it was quite funny because our hotel, there was like a coachload of British tourists in the hotel, and they'd all come out in force to support us, and they were quite tearful,
Oh, really?
which was quite interesting.
Both the Worlds and this one were both up and down races. Does that play to your strengths?
Personally, I'd say no. But fortunately, they've been quite simple downhills. So there hasn't been anything too technical or anything like that would make me like a bit nervous. So they've just been quite basic downhills. I can just run.
And what about your training? Do you structure it for those parts of the season? Do you structure training differently to tackle downhill running?
I think you're supposed to do that. Sort of incorporate sessions where you like run hard on the downhill and then you practice so you can run straight back up afterwards. So I've been over the past few weeks, I've done one session with like some hills in it, some downhills as well. Yeah, that's it.
Right, and what about the uphills? Do you do a lot of uphill running where you are?
Yeah, we live like properly in the mountains, so as soon as you can't, there's like no flat trails unless you get in the car. So straight out the door and you go uphill, and it's amazing, really. So I mean, in terms of like training, I don't do so much specific stuff, although I did in the last month. But not usually, it's just go out and enjoy the climbs that are near the house.
And what does your training look like? How many times a week do you train?
Well, I'll go out every day just because I think I'd. That sounds a bit weird, but I'd probably feel a bit guilty if I didn't go out. But some days I might do a bike ride instead.
But it tends to be quite just get out and see how you go rather than kind of any specific training regime.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's... I have to make sure that I keep the enjoyment, otherwise I don't want it to turn into work because I already have a job. So for me, it's got to be pleasurable, and that comes from just running like freely.
You cycle as well, you suppose?
Yeah, love it. Love getting out on my bike. It just feels so much easier than running. Even like when you're really suffering, you know that it's just going to ease. And sometimes that doesn't happen with running all the time. So it's a nice break on the bike.
Have you raced?
No, but I have joined a club and I've got a race license for this year, except it's every weekend is just running races. So it's a little bit difficult trying to fit in some road races.
So in the sense, if you're racing that much, I guess you're using a lot of races as hard training runs, really.
Yeah, I guess that's probably what you could boil my training down to.
Race a lot, run a lot.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Seems to be working.
And have you had a load of invites for different races now, given your European champion?
Yes, even like on the day itself, I got like invites to races, and I have a real problem at saying no.
But and are you just now sticking to the mountains now for racing?
No, I do anything. I mean, I love the mountains because that's where I live. But in terms, I'll race if anyone wants to invite me to anything. Then I just love racing. I'm already looking at some in Holland, some road races in Holland later in the year. So just whatever opportunities like present themselves. I came second at the Italian National Cross Countries in February, and to be honest, I think that was actually a much better result than both the champs mountain running.
Really?
Yeah, because I beat. Like a lot of Africans there, well, like three Africans there. And the only one that beat me was one who'd done like 32 something at Beijing in the 10K.
So oh, wow.
I think that was maybe a better result. Maybe it was more my thing than mountains and also harder competition. So
wow. So the Italian cross country's got just full of Kenyans as well.
Yeah, they had, they got four. Because they like buy them in, don't they? We also, our club was the first amateur club to ever win the team title.
Like, oh, wow.
In, like, the whole history of Italian athletics, which was pretty cool. I was quite proud of that.
Were you in second place?
Yeah.
I've just been looking at your power of 10.
I don't think that's a very good reflection.
No, but looking at the countries you've been in, when did you leave England?
I studied German at university, and then in my, you have like a year abroad, I ended up staying away because I didn't really want to go back to Newcastle. So I stayed away in Germany for 3 years. And then I went back to uni, finished it. And then I went to Sweden, so it was, and then Belgium. And maybe 2009, 10, I worked in Sweden for a year as a teacher, and then I did my master's in Belgium. Yeah, and then...
And Holland as well?
No, never Holland, although I love it. That's going to come in the future, probably.
Yeah. And Italy's where you are now?
Yes, which I'd never, ever have predicted.
Yeah.
I've always been more of a sort of Northern European.
And how's your Italian?
It's okay. I mean, I work every day with German, so it gets a bit rusty sometimes if I spend too long in front of the computer.
And has running kind of been a constant through those moves? Have you always ran?
I've always ran since I was a kid, and then it kind of varied over sort of throughout university. It varied a little bit, but it was always a good way to sort of meet people and make friends in the new places that I went to. So like in Belgium, I joined a club. In Sweden, I joined a club. And then you could automatically then sort of get a new friendship group.
And what's the scene like there in Italy now? Is there clubs and things to join, or are you mainly solo when you're running?
Everyone seems, in the valley especially, they do a lot of their running on their own. So me and my boyfriend Phil are trying to encourage everyone to do more group runs. So we're organising little events and sort of meetups. But I'm in a local club, which is amazing. And they've got a huge junior section. It's just like for the adults, it seems very individual for training.
What's the town you're living in now? It's up in northern Italy.
Yeah, we're near Sondrio, which is near Bormio, which is near Livigno and San Moritz and stuff.
Oh, fantastic. How are you living out there? What are you doing for work?
I'm a translator for some three German magazines. So that's sort of the fixed income. That's a mountain bike magazine, an e-bike magazine and a road magazine. And then I do other projects as well, as a translation bits of pieces of work.
And where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Are you going to stay over there in Italy? Or?
I still have the dream to go back to Sweden, but obviously it's sort of going to cost a lot more to live there.
There
is a very cheap life here, and I can get by working at home quite easily. So it'll take some planning if we go to Sweden. I mean, I'm very happy here. And like when I look out the window now, I can see like the mountains and it's so hot. So it's like, why would you go anywhere else?
And you're not worried about the effect the old Brexit's going to have on your whereabouts?
I'm petrified.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing's just a huge concern. Not for me in particular, but we have lots of discussions about it here in our apartment, and just leaves me speechless.
Yeah, what a shame. And where are you from back in the UK?
Just near, like between Mansfield and Nottingham.
And you started running as a junior?
Well, like at school, and then I joined Mansfield Harriers when I was like 11 or 10. I ran with them until I went to university.
And what was running like then? I suppose Mansfield's not known for its mountains and peaks, is it really?
We had some really good like cross countries around there. We had like, you know, you've got like Woollerton, you've got like Mark Eaton Park. We have obviously the cross country relays. They were quite like tough, I guess, kind of had some hills. So I loved it around there. It was really inspiring at the club because we had like Ricky Seuss and Liz Lilly and people like that who were getting like GB vests. It was like, wow, like, you know, these are in my training group. Like, you can grow up and be like them. That was good.
Did sort of a bit of track and a bit of cross country at that stage. And
yeah.
Well, when did the mountains come in?
Oh, not until, not with Lull, as soon as we moved here. My boyfriend's also a journalist, so he was writing about Tre Cime, which is in South Tyrol, and it was like a 17k climb, although the first 10k is like flattish, and then you climb like 1400, and that was like the very first mountain race I ever did. Then I came third, and then it turned out that like everyone in the top 10 was like a pro runner, and I'm like, what? Like, you know, what kind of like had a go? And I was like, oh, quite like these.
And do you want to take it any further? I mean, are you keen to carry on? How old are you now?
I'm 28, so fairly oldish. I'm not sure. Well, I mean, I can still keep running, I guess. I don't.
I mean, do you want to continue running mountain races? Obviously, being European champion, there's a lot of people out there to try and who want you to come and race in their races and stuff. Do you see it over the next couple of years continuing to enter championships and things?
There's definitely a lot of like locations that I'd like to run in, and then it helps if there's a race because then it's like signposted and it's like organized and you can find the best trails without going down loads of dead ends. So I definitely want to race in cool places, and if the championships are in cool places, then that's a bonus.
Would you try road racing as well? Are you interested in trying a marathon at some stage?
Yeah, definitely. I'm up for most things. I know there's like certain times, you know, there's like times in your head that you're like, oh, you know, maybe I could do that. So obviously if I can find time to get training in and stuff like that, then there's definitely, I'd like to do a 10, I'd like to do a good half marathon, I'd like to do a good marathon.
It's all there. There's plenty of possibilities.
Yeah, I feel quite, just have to keep consistent and we'll get there when there's time, there's time.
And do you suffer from many injuries? I guess with the doing lots of running up climbs, there's less impact than you would get if you were running back in Mansfield on the roads. Do you suffer from many injuries?
Since we moved here, like 2.5 years ago, I've maybe had two injuries, which is two more than I've ever had in my life. And they're both quite like hard to deal with. But hopefully I can maybe try and keep injury free now. I mean, I'd like to think that maybe I'm a bit more robust. From learning from those two injuries, I've learned a lot of things that I, you know, shouldn't do and things that I should do.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm more on the right track and taking less things, not taking it for granted.
In your training routine, do you do any conditioning or any stretching and things that to prevent you picking up these injuries?
I just do these amazing videos by someone called Jazz Yoga. And then they're just like doing a hip reset or hamstring reset. And I've just got the book as well. And it's just amazing because I'm on my own here. And I mean, I tried a local Pilates class, but it wasn't really for me. So I feel quite satisfied when I do these videos.
Jazz Yoga. Is it on YouTube?
No, you have to pay like $6 a month, which I think is totally worth it though, because it has really sorted me out.
I'll put a link to the website on the show notes perhaps. How's your diet? I saw on Power 10 you were listed as club vegetarian. Does that describe your way of eating, I guess?
Yeah, me and my dad have been in the vegetarian club for a few years. I'm not in it anymore, though, because I had to give up my race license to have the Italian one, which is a shame. But yeah, I've been vegetarian my whole life because my parents are.
Obviously, you're eating mostly plant-based stuff. You're eating quite healthily. If you're in heavy training and stuff, do you have to change your diet in a way or bring in more protein and things? Or are you just happy just eating whatever you want to do?
I take quite a relaxed approach to my diet system. I mean, yeah. It's like mega healthy.
Yeah,
but it's really nice because in our like small Italian village, we've got loads of neighbours who like have huge allotments, and they give us so much fresh produce. So that's like a real benefit from living here.
But you don't have to worry about sort of getting protein shakes and that sort of thing. You don't bother with all that sort of rubbish.
No, I've never tried anything like that. Because my parents cook very healthily, I've just sort of inherited what they do.
And the next race is Friday. You have to France tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's the next big one? Are you going to do the world uphills at the end of the summer?
I would definitely like to do the uphills. I'm also doing Sierra Zinal this August, which is has been a dream since I started mountain running. Everyone talks about it, and you're like, wow, I should really like try this race. It's going to be like massive. So I'm quite excited about that. It feels quite like monumental to do.
How long is that one?
It's about 33k, I think.
Who's your competition? Do you know, is there a lady that wins it every year? Or is there a chance you could get up there amongst the leaders?
I feel like
it
could be open to everybody.
Really?
I mean, I haven't raced a long race for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And in the past, like 2 years ago, 33k would have been nothing. But now it's like, whoa, you know, you've only been doing like short races. How are you gonna do a 3-hour race? But no, I think it'll be really fun. I'm just going to enjoy it.
And where is the uphill this year, the world champs?
In Bulgaria.
Oh, cool. That'd be a good place to run.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been there.
Yeah, nice. I'm looking forward to the next couple of years. Just going to see how it goes and see if anything takes your fancy, you're going to go for it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things I want to do. I also just want to not race on certain weekends and just have more time to go and do huge, amazing runs in the mountains, because that's what brought me back to like competitive racing. So I need to remember that's the appeal of running to me.
Are you sponsored by anyone particularly?
I have a small deal with Patagonia, which was my choosing, which is an amazing company to work with, and one that I like truly like believe in and I'm happy to support. And the kit's really nice as well. It's really good.
Do they do shoes though?
No, I don't have a shoe sponsor because I'm quite picky about grip and things like that. I wear a lot of Innovates because they have the right sort of model for virtually every terrain. So it's nice to be able to choose from day to day.
Fantastic. And I've got three questions that I'm going to ask everybody. Three quick questions. And the first is, what's your favourite make and model of running shoe?
It's tricky because I'm very, again, like I said, it depends on so many different factors.
If you had to wear one running shoe for the rest of your career, you had to just choose one, you couldn't wear any other, what would you choose? Something probably maybe a bit more adaptive.
Are we talking off-road then?
Anything, yeah. Ooh. Just for what you think you would need.
I really like the new Innovate TerraClaw, the 220. I really like that.
Yeah.
But... there's so many shoes that they don't make, that other brands like don't make anymore, that I loved in the past. So I just have to hope that Innovate keep making this one.
Yeah. Well, you can have that one. That's yours.
Cool.
Can you recommend either a book, podcast, magazine, or film?
At the moment, I'm reading Eat, Sweat, Play by Anna Kessel. And it's this brilliant insight into women's sport, but she goes at it from quite a high level, like different people's experiences of how to make sports sort of more suited to women and how they've and what experiences they've had. It's absolutely brilliant. It's really sort of a very accessible book.
But she's the former Guardian journalist, I think, isn't
yes.
she, Anna? Yeah. Oh, great, we'll check it out. Eat, Sweat, Play.
Yep.
And the final question is, what's the greatest ever running performance in your opinion?
I was thinking of, immediately I was like, well, Paul Turgat. And then I couldn't specify like a specific run. I mean, he was just like the most amazing person to watch when I was growing up. Basically any sort of 10K that he did.
He won a load of World Cross Country, didn't he? I think. We'll take one of those. That race that he had with Hailey, in, was it in Sydney?
Oh, when he just gets that pipped.
Was the greatest race in the full time.
He's such a beautiful runner. So, yeah.
We'll take just Paul Turgot in its entirety.
Yeah, basically.
Lovely. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for chatting.
No, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For being the European champion. Hopefully we'll get you'll go one up on the world at the end of the summer. What's the date of that one?
It's September the 11th.
On that day, hopefully, we'll be world champion as well as European.
God, we'll see.
Be excited. Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.